where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. This is Blackburn Radio News, Sarnia.
Lambton Public Health and Blue Water Health have confirmed the first cases of COVID-19 here in Sarnia Lambton. In a joint media release at noon today, the health unit and hospital reported that 5 affected individuals are currently in hospital and all are persons over the age of 60. Lambton Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Sudhat Ranaday, says the health unit is now in the process of investigating each case.
The public health side of it is really going to be about identifying the potential exposures from those cases to the rest of the community. And what I mean by that is that we now will engage in an understanding of when each of their symptoms started, where were they during the course of their symptomatic or incubation period, had they had any travel, where were the other places that they had been, to try to get a handle on other people who might have been exposed.
Dr. Ranaday added the health unit has been trying to prepare people for this kind of news.
I'm actually hoping that the fact that we can prove it now will be a bit of a kick in the pants for people who haven't been doing the things that they're supposed to do or haven't been taking it seriously. But having said that, we're treating this as just confirmation of something that we were fairly certain was going on anyway. So I'm happy that a lot of preparations had already started.
The health unit is still waiting for more test results to come in. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau won't say if the government plans to activate the Federal Quarantine Act, but Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland says as of midnight, people returning to Canada must self-quarantine for 14 days. If they don't, they can be fined or arrested, as a Newfoundland woman was yesterday. She's due in court via video link for violating public health emergency orders. Elsewhere, a financial aid package for people struggling to make ends meet after losing their job due to COVID has now received royal assent. The $107 billion package includes $52 billion in cash support. Trudeau says one measure will provide $2,000 per month for up to 4 months to workers whose income drops to zero because of the pandemic. Trudeau says money will be in people's pockets within 10 days of their applications.
In order to speed things up, we're rapidly deploying workers from different departments to deal with claims. In the last 10 days, we've boosted the team by close to 13,000 people to take your calls, process your claims, and get you the support you need.
The countrywide number of COVID cases climbed to nearly 3,300 today, and the number of deaths rose to 30. Across Ontario, the province says its largest single-day spike happened today, reporting an increase of 100 cases, bringing the provincial total to 688. A 9th person has died, and officials say at least 5 are in hospital. The increase was expected as people return home from their March break vacations. Across the border, the U.S. is becoming the new global epicenter for COVID-19, and Ontario health officials report 20% of active cases in the province are the result of travel there. New York State, right now across the Niagara River, is one of the hardest hit areas with more than 30,000 cases. Although the border is closed to non-essential travel, it's still open to trade and commerce, as well as snowbirds and pleasure travelers returning home. In Europe, the continent's Environment Agency says air quality is improving because of measures taken to control the spread of COVID. It says new data confirms decreases as much as 55% in air pollutant concentrations, largely due to reduced traffic and other activities, especially in major cities under lockdown. And on the lighter side of the news, Blue Water Health Foundation announced their Dream Home Lottery winners today. Joyce Howes and Patricia Lynn Como, each from Sarnia, won the two homes up for grabs, while Rick Dundas from Corunna took home the 50-50 draw.
Find us on the World Wide Web at blackburnnews.com/Sarnia.